Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Alien superstar. Freak. Too sexy for this world. Feed you diamonds and pearls.
I've been keeping my eye, speaking of bots, I've been keeping an eye on every robot thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just know that the robot takeover is upon us.
And do you feel it in your bones?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the next wave.
Mm.
You disagree?
No, I can't comprehend it because it's terrifying to me.
I don't know if I'm terrified of it, but I'm just like aware of it. And so I've always got a side eye out for like any sort of robot vibes.
Well, what's the next?
Chili's has a robot. It's expanding its offerings to robot servers, and it has a robot named Rita that is just like...
Rita?
Yeah, Rita the robot, who's like replacing some of the regular servers.
I mean, that's kind of shitty.
But also, well, it seems like Rita...
If it's...
Just lives to... transport food to tables,
right,
and stuff.
But she could, I feel like supplemental help is good, but to replace humans is kind of, in this time when there's a coin shortage, is not the vibe.
Yeah. Well, it's probably doing you a favor. You can get a job somewhere other than Chili's.
Well, some people need to work at Chili's.
Yeah, but where there's a Chili's, there's usually other restaurants too. Rita the robot to 51 restaurants on top of the 10 where the technology was already in test. Rita is a de facto server. She guides guests to their tables. She carries food. She buses and even sings happy birthday.
That's not right.
That's so she's not a total replacement. She's just like doing the physical labor.
What does she look like?
She literally looks like she has no face. She just looks like a rolling, like, bar cart.
Can't they give her eyes?
She's harmless.
Can't they give her eyes?
No eyes.
The faceless robot scares me.
She's hardly, like, a robot and more of just, like, a Roomba. Which Amazon just bought Roomba, and I was talking about this with my friend Cornelia, and she was like, I've never fucking bought a Roomba. I've never have owned an Alexa or any of that. She was like... Amazon buying Roomba is so that they can get download maps of people's houses. And I was like,
I totally agree with that. I mean,
not wrong.
I think HomePods are just pure surveillance for Jeff Bezos.
Ball Daddy Bezos.
But the Rita of it all, can we like sit on her and ride around?
No.
Okay.
Because there were this type of automation is swiftly proliferating throughout the restaurant industry due in part to historic labor shortages, mm-hmm. according to Forbes.
Well, yeah, I mean, as we saw in like the airports and, you know, I think it makes sense to bring in. I mean, I've been seeing those Amazon delivery robots, those little cute yellow wagon things.
Mm-hmm.
They're now on their own. Like, yeah. Usually there's people behind them. But I've seen the last few days, I've seen two.
I think those are Uber Eats or Postmates.
Oh, Uber Eats. Sorry. But they usually have someone guiding them behind them. But now they're on their own.
Yeah.
And I always worry for them. Well, I hope Rita, I hope they give her a little bold lip.
I could, like, a little lip sticker would be cute.
Just like this?
No eyes. I like that she's just a rolling bar cart.
And she sings to you.
That's the first evolution, is, like, just these rolling robots that, like, carry stuff from A to B. Like, this robot who is being marketed as, like, an extra set of hands for the busy mom. Look, it'll just follow you around.
I mean, that looks like R2-D2 from yeah. Star Wars. That's cute. I like that.
Look, this mom says, I just cannot carry all this stuff. Come now. On,
oh, it's cute.
Taking the baby for a walk. Here we go.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then you kind of feel like you have an extra set of eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was alone and I was afraid, if she rolled in or he rolled in, I'd be like, hey, girl.
Yeah, you don't fuck with someone with, like, a little rolling bot no. behind them. I think it's called the Gita robot.
But then you see the robots of those robot dogs with machine guns attached to them firing at things.
Yeah.
That's coming too.
Well, yeah.
That
but
scares me.
If you lived out in the middle of nowhere, I might get a robot dog with a machine gun.
Or like
to just
or this little rolly thing that looks cute and benign and then all of a sudden it goes
and can like shoot off like a bazooka. Yeah.
Like a saw or like knife, it does like knife
or
work.
It has like a laser pointer. I think it's like robot guardians are cool.
For a baby?
If you need protection,
yeah.
then they can offer some sort of security against like home invasion.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a single woman. Imagine having like a fucking machine gun dog robot walking behind you as you walked your dog at night.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think for any woman walking outside of the house, any moment is a risk, right?
But it'd be cool if the robot just takes things. You don't have to tase. This robot will literally just shoot right in the kneecap.
I watched Prey.
Oh, how was it? I want to watch
really
it.
It was really good. It was good.
Yeah.
The Predator was scarier in this iteration.
Cool. I'm going to watch
it. The girl is incredible. Amber Midthunder, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. I watched Heat, which I had never seen before.
Laura, isn't it the best movie, the shootout scene?
That's the best, one of the best movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
I watched it last year for the first time. I also had never seen it. And I was like, how have I not? I felt like converted to a new religion after seeing it.
It is the most beautifully shot. Right? Every single composition, like image composition, is fire.
How fucking the hot color, is Robert De Niro in that movie?
So hot.
And Val?
Everyone is peak sexy. Pacino is out of control.
I love his, and Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, troubled little teen.
It's the most LA movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And that shootout scene is like,
true machine guns out in these streets.
Well, I read about it because apparently it's, the military uses it for tactical training as like a video of how to shoot guns.
Yeah. Because Val Kilmer was trained really well, like prior to this, had a lot of knowledge over like artillery weapons, and so they would show his character handling his gun and like checking the like bullets and stuff to the military to show them how to like do it
well.
Yeah,
and they use live ammo. That's why that's, you know how the sound is like crazy loud sounding.
Mm-hmm.
They use like actual, like that's the sound you're hearing, because usually they dub in.
They put live microphones, so they like recorded it live instead of
wrong again,
in.
Carrie.
Honey, I read the IMDb trivia last night, so
okay.
But that was everything to me.
They're making a sequel.
They shouldn't do that.
No, Michael Mann's doing it.
No, he really shouldn't do that.
I'd be curious to see what he could do.
What has he done that's iconic after Heat?
He did.
I haven't seen Collateral. But I don't know about that movie.
I believe he directed one of the first True Detective episodes.
Yeah.
He's done some good stuff. You should also see his movie Manhunter.
Mm-hmm.
The first Hannibal Lecter offering starring Brian Cox.
Oh, okay.
He plays Hannibal Lecter. So good.
Cool.
I'm obsessed with Al Pacino's fucked up relationship.
I love his wife.
His stormy wife, who's just like, when are you going to come home?
She's like, she like fucks a guy to like make him care.
Yeah.
And he's like sitting on the couch.
She's the mom in Romeo and Juliet.
She is. Okay. I was wondering where I'd seen her before.
With that severe bob.
I'm really inspired by the fashion in the 90s. And like that movie is really like 90s minimalist fashion.
Yeah.
Armani suits for the men.
Yep.
And just like elevated minimal basics for the women.
Ashley Judd.
Yeah. Ashley Judd, blonde.
Love her at the end of that when she just gives him the look.
Yeah. Anyway. Just does the hand motion. No, I was changed by that movie, and it made me crave other 90s movies.
The storyline about the guy getting out of jail, who just, that killed me. Like, just trying his best, and then he just was like, fine, I'll do it.
Yeah, fuck it. I love also that it's almost 3 hours and doesn't feel like it.
No.
The pacing is so good.
It's an incredible movie, and I think it should be. And I love Amy.
Amy Brenneman. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Their romance was so weird.
But it's really bizarre.
But it like felt real.
And then at the end, when like they do such a good job of you making you root for Robert De Niro so hard, but then you realize like by the very, very end, you like don't root for him anymore. And you just realize like
he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy and like crime doesn't pay.
But Al Pacino has respect for him at the end.
Yeah.
And every time I drive out by LAX, I see that hotel mm-hmm. that they filmed it at. And I always go, God damn it, there it is.
Yeah.
It's that, I think it's like a Marriott or a Hilton.
Ugh. God, what a movie.
Watch Heat.
What a flick. The rumors are true. It's really good. I just, in film school, every fucking dude was always like, Heat fucking rules the best. And I was like, you guys all suck.
I think
you're
I
all
was
virgins who can't drive and I'm never watching Heat. And so it took me years to finally come around, but they were right.
It's not just for the straights.
No.
It's for the gays and the girls
too. It's actually
too.
Like an incredibly gay movie.
It
if
is.
You
it's
think
super
about
homoerotic.
It.
It's mm-hmm. super. It's actually, they're kind of all like queer.
They're queer icons.
They are. And Robert De Niro with his stubble.
He is sexy. I read the IMDb trivia said that Al Pacino had a full facelift before Heat. I was like, I don't believe that. Because I was looking at his facial fat pockets and just thinking about things.
He was like, I'm going to just scream in this scene. And Malcolm Mann was like, sure.
Pacino went.
He went like.
He was the most Pacino he's ever been in Heat.
He was so committed that it was like, okay. You don't, every time, you don't need to scream, Mr. Al.
Every time he has dialogue, even if it's just like, hey, how are you today?
Hey!
He'd be like, how am I? Oh, I'm fine. And like, you're like, okay, cool.
I love Natalie Portman just like needing his attention. Mm-hmm. Someone has to pay attention to her.
Yeah. No one cares about her. God. What
a cool movie. She was like, I get to be in this movie.
Yeah. She was doing and has continued to do really cool shit.
Natalie Portman has always.
She's always had a dark sensibility that I appreciate and I wish that she'd lean into more. She's so good when she goes dark.
Yeah. Even in like Mars Attacks, she was like goth.
Yeah.
Love.
Love her. Root for her.
Root for Al. Root for Robert.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into the true heat of reality TV.
Truly.
This is Heat.
This is Heat.
We're on episode 2. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Sexy Unique Podcast.
Jersey Shore, bitch.
Whatever.
We're still in the cliffhanger of the century. Will Snooki leave or not?
The will she or won't she that reverberated throughout the reality TV community of 2009.
I always forget. She was like truly close to leaving.
Yeah.
She like told her parents sound really like chill and level.
I love that she has a really solid relationship yeah. with them. Like it all makes sense, I think. And her struggle is incredibly relatable, but also you just see what like a great human she was to begin with.
She was her mom was like, what is your heart telling you? And she's like, that I want to come home.
I want to leave.
She was like, all right, well, you've already answered your question.
Yeah. I have a confession to make.
What?
Which is I really miss LMFAO.
Mm-hmm. Party rocking in the house tonight.
There was
That's an era for me.
It was an era. There was a moment, I think it was in 2012, after White Girl Problems had come out, and I was somewhere in West Hollywood, I think waiting on like my writing partner, but I found myself in West Hollywood near a hotel, and this guy was sitting on a bench, and we struck up a conversation, and he turned out to be Party Mike, who was part of the LMFAO
duo.
Like, group.
Wow.
And I gave him a copy of White Girl Problems and we exchanged numbers and he texted me sometimes to like come out to like shit that he was like DJing or parties. I never did.
Why?
because I wasn't trying to like, I wasn't trying to get in.
You were trying to fuck Party Mike.
I wasn't trying to really get in with LMFAO, but I enjoyed the proximity and like lolled at the text. And I just wanted him to like pass the book up the chain so that it would find some sort of like celebrity.
That song reminds me of going to Drinker's Tavern in Philly when I was living at home. All my Philly heads who've been to Drinker's Tavern, you know what I'm talking about.
That song reminds me of, I think it's like a Kia commercial where those like hamsters yeah. just would dance. They'd go doo, doo, doo,
they did it to Gaga's too.
Yeah.
But Snooki's like has her bags packed. She's ready to go. There's like Warped Tour emo music playing, which I always forget. This show always plays like Taking Back Sunday kind of music.
So many like filmic little mm-hmm. interstitials. That are very artistic. The show is very artistic.
Wait, Drinkers is not in Philly. That's in London. Philly was like, what was that place? I think, was there a Drinkers? Anyway.
Only you can answer these questions.
I just remember being out in Philly hearing like LMFAO and like, I've got a feeling. Ooh, ooh,
that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Sometimes it's not meant to be, her dad said. Damn.
He's right. When he's right, he's right.
Mike made breakfast for Sam, and she's instantly forgiven him for, like, his skeezing the night before. So simple.
I also fucking love the situation. I'm being taken back to my original feelings for Sitch have been reignited in such a way that after all these years, they're still there.
You're horny for him again.
I'm 100% horny for him.
I like him when he doesn't, like, get in a woman's face and, like, is scary.
Well, yeah, I don't love him. That's not the part about him that I love. That was, like, not the great part of his personality. And that's
like
definitely
when he's
not
and
the
makes,
best.
And makes meats.
I like that he is cooking all the time. I like when he's charming and confident and comfortable in his skin.
His leathery skin.
I'm being taken back to the old me. And it's good to check in with her again and know that her, like, horniness remains intact.
I was saying Mike should, like, when he's later, when he's, like, just chumming it up and making deals left and right at the t-shirt shop, I was like, he should be working at like a magic show dinner in Las Vegas as like a host, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think his talents are
people
more. He could offer a lot more than that, but I see what you mean. And him in the t-shirt store just like killing it, I'm like, that's the Sitch I know and love.
I feel like he would have been like, if he wasn't doing this, he would have been like a pharmaceutical rep or something.
He could definitely be a pharmaceutical rep.
He'd be like slinging, you know, Oxy left and right and like Percocet.
It's cool. I mean, what was he doing before this? He's driving a Range Rover, so he must, and he's like 20. He's like,
I think he was a dancer.
30 something.
I think he was a stripper at one point, right?
I don't know. Are you thinking of like Magic Mike?
No, I think he was like a dancer or something.
I need to know like his whole, like, I guess I gotta go to the Wikipedia page and really read up on Sitch.
You might have to fly to New Jersey and just knock on his door with his wife and his baby and be like, hey, could you tell me? I want to write your biography. So Mike makes breakfast for Sammy and she's like, I love him. And then it's pouring rain out and Angelina and Polly go to the t-shirt store. And I was like, Angelina's the last person I'd want to work with.
I'm thanking God that she leaves soon.
She goes, I'm a bartender. This job is beneath me. I do great things as a bartender. I'm like, okay.
How do you alienate everyone you meet?
You alienate everyone you meet and you have a personality disorder.
There's a moment where the camera is just like stationary on Angelina at the t-shirt store and you see in behind her a t-shirt that says, hopeless romantic seeks filthy whore.
Damn.
The level of like, I think there are some pockets of places in America that still sell those types of t-shirts. And
but Angelina,
God bless them. But like this one, I think you could get, you can get anything on a t-shirt.
Angelina is the number one person to buy this kind of shit, I feel like.
I don't even know. She's such a bad attitude. And also, what irks me about her is that everyone, they start calling her Jolie, as in Angelina Jolie. And you know that she loves it.
Oh, yeah. I just can't forgive her for that bang.
I can't forgive her for her entire energy from beginning to end. For the trash bags said it all to me.
The worst vibes of anyone ever.
She's truly trash bags and a bustier.
And a
sideswept bang and a bad attitude.
I always forget how challenging it is, though, for this cast to work. Like, other than Vinny, who like
Vinny's good at it. Sitch is really good at it.
Yeah, but they're all, but then like he'll be good at it for like 20 minutes and then be like, all right, I gotta leave.
Yeah.
They just cannot work, which I don't blame them. It's like, I'm here to be filmed and like, why am I working?
Yeah. We don't... But at least in that 20 minutes, they're selling like 40 t-shirts or something. She Snooki... just doesn't even try.
Yeah, Angelina just sits there and like leans against and just the goes counter.
Like, over and over, like just like draping herself over things.
We owe Sammy Sweetheart a lot of thanks because she's the reason that Snooki stayed.
Yeah.
She goes, Snooki goes, I'm back home, I'm the princess of Poughkeepsie. And I was like, yes, you are.
She goes, in here, I'm nothing. And I was like, this is, we all have to like come to this realization at times that like when you're no longer a big fish in a small pond and you have to face the real world.
But here's like, the thing is she became an even bigger fish in a huge pond.
Yeah.
She, Snooki, what she did is, she was humbled. She was brought to her fucking knees and looked up into the abyss and then fucking reached inside of herself and pulled out the star that was already in her and made it a supernova. And then she became a fucking bona fide A-list celeb. And I just love her for it. It was like she had to hit rock bottom before she went up, up, up.
But I love the challenge of being like, okay, like, you know that you have what it takes, but you're going to have to, like, push through the hard times and really trust in what's coming.
And she did.
And she did, and look at where it got her.
Sammy goes, be a Guidette, stay strong.
I love Sammy and her sitting on the couch, and Sammy goes, you know, when you got drunk, I was like, this girl is, like, filthy and gross. Like, I didn't get it, and I thought that you were really disgusting. But, like, then I saw you at the t-shirt store and afterwards, and I saw like a whole different side of you. And I realized like, I can't like judge her. And I was like, this, I love her saying this is like a friendly thing when really she's like, you are a disgusting whore. And then I finally realized like, you're not.
It resonates with Snook though. She goes, first night, not gonna lie, I didn't like you. I actually hated you. And Snooki goes, yeah.
Yeah. And Sammy goes, and that's when I saw a whole different side of you. And I was like, I won't judge her. You know, they don't call me Sammy Sweetheart for nothing. And I was like, that they don't.
So she goes, just stay. Show them who you are. And Snooki's like, all right.
Wait, back to the t-shirt store, too. I just noted Angelina's selling style as, like, what not to do. She's very confrontational with people. Like, some ladies walk in. She goes, what, you like crosses? You like crosses? And they were like, no, we don't like them. She goes, oh. All right, well, you want to get something printed on a t-shirt then? And, like, they're like, no.
No, it's very, like, accusatory. It's, like, super on the offense.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's fear-based. She uses fear-based marketing, and that's never good.
No. You like crosses?
You like cross? Hey, you like crosses?
Oh, so what? You like crosses?
You like God? You like the devil? You want to ward off the devil with your cross? You want to ward off vampires with your cross? Get over here. And the woman's like, I'm from... Like
we're just trying to just browsing.
The boys hit the gym, and I was like, how often do these men shit?
All the time.
From the constant protein that they're ingesting at all times.
I think their metabolism also is just like jacked the fuck up. I was inspired by their gym situation. I was like, I need to step my pussy up and step up my fucking protein intake.
They all are on, I think they're all on roids. Because
yeah.
Their metabolism is like they're constantly eating ham and meat at all times and they like somehow lose even more weight.
Well, I went on Reddit recently and got on like some sort of lifting Reddit and then was reading about like macros and stuff because I was like, how do these men like do it? And then it's all about your macros. And it was like, you have to eat your entire weight in protein. So like you, like me, I would have to eat like 150 grams of protein a day, but then you also have to balance it out with like carbs and a little bit of fat. And then you like calculate it's like all very calculated based on actual healthy weight loss, not based on like bad dieting or crash dieting or like, super intense restriction. Like, and they get really intense in the Reddit forums about their macros and their protein intake. And I was like reading all these protein tips and
re-inspired.
I was very inspired. Then I saw my boys in the gym just lifting and running on the treadmill, sitch, just jogging backwards and laughing. I was like, I need to hit the fucking gym.
Yeah, same.
I need to do a deadlift or two.
They drive home and Rondi says, Ronnie says that he's really horny and he should have just pounded out Snicker. He goes, what's her name? Snooki? I was like,
Ronnie,
you scare
his
me.
His body is so fucking hot, but he scares me deeply.
I hate that. Well, I hate when people go, what's their name? I'm like, you fuck you.
You know their name.
You know their name. Snooki decides to stay. Everyone's happy. Sammy is so excited to get to work a night shift with Mike at the t-shirt shop.
Sitch kills it.
Sammy's like turned on by his sales.
I was turned on too. Mm. Also, I realized I had a pair of I Love the Situation underwear.
Damn.
I have, my roommate made me an I Love the Situation gym bag that said it on there.
Damn.
I like rode so fucking hard for Sitch, and then it was truly all coming back. I was as giddy as a little schoolgirl watching in bed last night.
I'll never forget. I mean, this, when you told that story on stage at Salt Lake City, I was truly pieced myself.
He was everything to me. I have screenshots of old tweets I used to tweet at him about like how sexy he was.
You should post them.
I'm going to. Like,
that might be a good content for our Instagram.
I'm back in a place of like feeling the same way, but then also just realizing like some things change and some things will always remain a constant in life.
Snooki is getting poofed up and she goes, I gotta get the bump it on. And she's wearing a leopard dress. She looks like Bam Bam.
Yeah. Angelina goes, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that if I were you. And then Snooki was like, what? It's hot. It's weed at. And I was like,
shut up, Angelina.
You're such a fucking hater.
I love when Snooki dances with a guy. She locks into them and goes like this. And she puts them like under her spell and they just fall for her.
Snooki dancing alone at the club too is also, I've never seen anything hotter.
It's powerful.
She goes,
and I think that's why she just, everyone fell in love with her in the house, because they just realized like, damn, she is
a cocktail in one hand, long extensions. But I also was
a
like,
cigarette.
Should I get extensions like down to my waist?
Maybe.
Things that I was thinking about.
I honestly think it only works for like short people.
Super long extensions, mm-hmm. Like Kim K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Snooki with a cig at comma. Barefoot on the dance floor, cig in her hand, a fruity cocktail in the other, just drinking and pulling men into her tractor beam. It's like she's something.
Also, JWoww's going out look. That top with her tits out and a pair of just shredded jeans tucked into a high knee-high yeah. boot. I was like, you're hot.
Polly and JWoww are just like making out.
It's erotic.
And they're like so, yeah, they're like tantric. And Taking Back Sunday's kind of music is playing as they make out. I'm just like, damn, they're like in the pit at Warped Tour.
I wish they'd kind of ended up together because their chemistry was undeniable.
It was.
She goes, you don't even know how bad I want you right now. And then he leans and he goes, you have no idea how badly I want you right now. And they're both just like vibing. I was yeah. like, this is it. Like, may we all have the kind of like sexual
yeah.
chemistry with
JWoww and Polly, dude.
Like, we need their chemistry. Like, if you can capture that, and if you've had it, you know it. And
Society? You
remember those moments. Like, those moments in my own history were, like, flashing back. And I was like, God, like, mm-hmm. it's so nice to be, like, really turned on by someone.
I think our fractured nation would be better if everyone possessed the raw chemistry of JWoww and Polly D.
Honestly, you're not wrong.
Right?
I think, like, everyone needs to go out over the next week.
Go to comma
and find someone mm-hmm. with whom you have the erotic lightning in a bottle chemistry.
I was just realizing Snooki's a siren.
She is.
And, like, the Odyssey.
Sam, her dance moves are just so good.
She's so good. Sam asks Mike if any guys in the house like her, which I think is like a power move because clearly she knows he does. And he goes, not Ronnie, even though Ronnie had expressed in the car that he liked Sam. I just love that blatant insecurity of Mike.
Also, Angelina is like going around with guys, like dragging them by their hands. It like there's a moment where it's like really focusing on Polly and J-Wow's chemistry, and then it pans over to Angelina. She's like drunkenly shoving her tits in a guy's face, and I was like, this could not be like more opposite energy.
Angelina walks off another guy and just hear her go, "It's going down." I was like, fuck.
Whoa, Jesus.
She has a boyfriend at home. J-Wow and Pauly D get into bed at home, and the way J-Wow's laying is like, she's like, it looks like a dead body.
Oh, I think that's late. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. She's like laying next to him. Snooki brings a guy home first.
Oh. I love Snooki. Anytime you see Snooki walking through like a parking lot in Seaside at night, dragging a guy is like the best sight ever.
Mm-hmm. She brings this guy, Robbie, back to the house, and like Sammy and Sitch are there, and Snooki comes in with this dude. And Sammy goes, oh my God, like she brought a guy home? Like, no way. Like, he looked decent. Like, she was shocked that Snooki could pull like tail.
See, this is what I'm like,
you're rude.
Yeah. Sammy really thought she was going to be like,
she thought she was it.
She thought she was it. She thought she was going to be the runaway star of the show.
Think again, bitch.
Think again, bitch.
You can't go get like what? Like, that's 1.0 to get wifed up immediately.
Yeah, it's amateur hour.
Yeah.
But it's also like she really like, I was like, wow, you really thought Snooki wasn't that bitch.
She's the fucking queen of Poughkeepsie.
Like, wow.
The princess of Poughkeepsie.
It actually made me so angry when she said that, because I was like, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you did something right there and you didn't.
No. J-Wow and Pauly are just like softly making out in his bed. Also, just the overhead lighting factor of this house is
also, they're in like a twin bed, so they're both like basically, because they're both tall people,
like laying off of it,
and they're falling off. And then Pauly just like opens his jeans to show her his cock, and he has a Prince Albert.
I'm obsessed. I forgot that his dick was pierced.
And he goes,
she goes, "You have your penis pierced. I love it."
And he goes, "No one else knows."
She goes, "I know." I was like,
but I was just like, my God, Pauly's like, he is committed.
Yeah.
He is committed to the Guido. Like, he is...
He's all the way.
He's all the... Like, once you get your cock pierced and you're, like, a straight Guido guy, you're, like, next level.
He blow dries his hair into that coif.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
He goes, don't let the hairstyle fool you. I'm not a bitch.
Basically, I'm not gay.
Yeah. And I'm not, like, a sissy. Snooki goes, I brought my blanket up on the roof because Robbie and I decided we wanted to watch the sunset. I mean, sunrise. We wanted to watch the sunrise. And she like gets like cuddled up next to him, and he sits up and then pukes.
How embarrassing. I feel bad. Like, if you're to make the decision, the blackout decision, to go home with someone who's being filmed on a reality show, that is just like that's a hard place to live.
She handles it with grace, though.
She goes, all right, I'm going to go get a trash bag. I mean, this is just like day in the life of a Guida queen.
Yeah.
And then she goes downstairs and Ronnie and Vinny are being such cunts.
She's like, I got to get a trash bag. He like puked. And they're like laughed. She goes like, come on, will you guys like help me? You got to get help me. And they're like laughing at her. And she goes, come on, he's my friend. I just died.
He's my friend, and they're just so
he's
mean
my
to her.
Friend.
They're so bitchy to her about it, and she's like, fine, you guys suck. And I was like, hell yeah.
She walks Robbie home, which was a nice move. But she's also irritated with him.
She's also barefoot.
Oh, yeah. She don't give a fuck.
She's in these streets.
Mm-hmm. Ringworm, NBD.
Angelina cheated on her boyfriend, and it's being talked about by everyone the next morning, and she's like pretending like it's like queen of like compartmentalization.
What? That's weird. I don't know what you're talking about.
She goes, I'm gonna call him.
That's so weird. That's like crazy, because I don't even remember that.
You guys are being so weird.
I hate her so much and cannot wait until she exits. I also am just laughing because not a single person is like throwing shade at J-Wow for cheating on her boyfriend. But that's like, if you proudly cheat and then own it, which she kind of did,
yeah.
But she also really didn't. Like, is making out really cheating? TBD.
Well, it felt like they had more than...
They had a charged, erotic...
Yeah.
Makeout. I don't think that they fucked.
I think they fucked.
that night.
I think they have fucked.
I think it would show it.
I think they found a way. Something, because I recently watched this last year, and just the vibe they give off makes me think that they fucked.
But then she doesn't fuck him the next, like, she gave off the next night, I was like, I don't think that they fucked.
Either way, like, whatever. But Angelina is like, so she calls her boyfriend, and her boyfriend is like, I'm in a meeting, I can't talk to you. And wait, I think Angelina's his mistress.
I think
he's married, which is crazy. So I think she's...
It doesn't matter if you cheat or not.
Yeah, honey.
Also, what would you call him about to ask him if you cheated on him?
I think
the
she was
before?
Just feeling guilty and immediately like clingy because she felt guilt.
She sucks so hard.
He's like, I can't talk to you right now. I'm in a meeting. You hear like a bunch of guys. I'm like...
She goes, what? I can't talk all day. Just gonna talk to you for a minute. Like, what? And then he hangs up and won't answer again.
She calls him like 8 times.
He's like with his family.
Yeah. Where he's like at his like mob meeting in Staten Island. He's with Big Am.
What if she fucked Junior?
He kind of sounded like him.
I want Renee to beat Angelina's ass.
Damn.
I want Renee to go fucking Kitchen Island style on Angelina.
She says she's the Kim Kardashian of Staten Island. I'm like, if Big Ange and Renee have not heard of you, then...
Then you're nobody. You're nothing.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vinny has pink eye.
That's so gross.
It's pink eye. I was kind of with Sammy. Like, it's just pink eye. You take some medication, you get over it.
I know, but it's so, like, it's just...
Have you ever had pink eye?
I think so. Or I've had conjunctivitis.
Same diff.
Yeah. I think I have had. I had shingles in third grade.
Once you've had pink eye, you're just, like, in the pink eye club.
But it is... One of these guys would get it within the first 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's not, like... You know you're living a hard lifestyle when you get pink eye.
Or ringworm.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten ringworm.
Yeah, I have.
Hell yeah. Own it.
I mean, it just happens.
Own that worm.
It's not even a worm. It's like a bacteria,
I think.
No,
I know. It just looks like in the shape of a worm.
Yeah. You just put ointment on it.
But so Vinny can't. He has to go to doctors instead of going to work. So they're trying to figure out like who can take over his night shift. And they're like... Angelina, could you take over from like 3 to 7? And she's like, or from 6 to 9. And she goes, I can't because I got to start getting ready.
I want to like get ready and stuff. And I can't. Like, I could go from like 6 to 7. I love offering an hour.
And they're like, everyone else also has to get ready. You can't, like, we go out at midnight. They go out at like 1. They're like on like Spain time.
It's crazy. And I can't even imagine that lifestyle.
She's like, no, I got to start getting my makeup done. I got to start figuring out what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, Sammy did the smart thing of offering like the 3 to 6 coverage.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, and then they just want to ask Angelina because they know she'll say no. And they want to be able to like shit on her, which I get. Like, she's become that person in the house that you just are like, let's put her in a situation where we know she'll act like an idiot so that we can all like talk shit.
And she does.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vinny goes into the t-shirt store with his pink eye, which I love.
Yeah. I love Jeff, the boss's love for Vinny.
Jeff is
sexy.
He's sexy.
We'll just say it. Let's own it. He's a small business owner.
I see him as someone that would be really good at fucking.
TBD on that, but he is sexy.
Give me that.
Would I rather fuck Jeff, the t-shirt store owner, or Sitch? Sitch, for days.
Would you rather fuck Jeff with pink eye or Vinny with pink eye?
That's a hard question.
But Vinny has a big dick.
Vinny probably. I don't know though if he Vinny's can fuck that well. No, is the thing.
I think Jeff seems like he's
like Vinny can't dance very well, so that makes me think he can't fuck very well.
Jeff's a man.
Jeff's a man. He's, a New he's Jersey. All biz.
He's all business. He's a New
he's
Jersey.
A New Jersey business owner.
He's a northern New Jersey business owner. He knows how to fuck.
Mm-hmm. He's a landlord.
He's a landlord. Cancel landlords. Ron Ron Juice.
I forgot about Ron Ron Juice.
Instant blackout.
It's basically like vodka cranberry slushy with fruit in it.
Yeah. They're so healthy.
These boys are healthy. That's what I'll say is I'm truly in a place. I went to Whole Foods and I bought just like four packs of sliced turkey breasts. I was like, it's protein time, baby.
I'm not a bitch, but I love to eat healthy.
Don't let the hair fool you. I'm not a bitch.
But like using just straight up actual fruit, I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Ron Ron, they're not.
They don't fuck around.
They don't fuck around. And they are truly pinnacles of health, one may say.
But it made me think of Jungle Juice and like frat houses.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Instant.
But you know,
zombification.
Like, because abs and stuff are, you can't like work out to get alone to get abs. Like it's impossible. It's all about like your diet and what you eat. And so for Sitch to be maintaining his situation,
watermelon vodka.
Yeah. Also, just like the sentiment, I love the situation, is an iconic sentiment.
Yeah.
Just like loving the situation in general.
Yeah.
Like the situation at large.
I get it. I mean, I've encountered him too. He's alluring.
No, I'm talking about just like
the saying, I love
the saying, I love the situation, not even like him. In reference to him, but just like in reference to a situation.
Yeah.
Is really next level.
Like when I see a police helicopter circling over my apartment and it's causing my windows to rattle, I go, I love the situation.
Yeah. You're in a place of gratitude, mm-hmm. and you're in a place of awe and wonder. And you love the situation.
Yeah. The feeling of awe comes by too short these days. Like, we don't have enough awe in this world.
There's not enough situations anymore.
There's not enough situation. There's not enough awe. And we need wonder and we need mystery. And this show provides.
I challenge everyone to put themselves in a situation this week.
Yeah, everyone. And it, you know, within reason and safe measure. But
or not safe. Just go in. Just have a situation.
Have a situation.
However you define a situation, you should go after it.
The last real situation I've been in is when I fell holding a mason jar.
Oh, yeah.
Split my hand open during COVID. And I went, and I handled it with grace.
You said, I love the situation.
But I was like, you know what? I'm in this situation and I'm leaning into it. And it hurt like fucking hell. My God. And it traumatized me. But it was a situation and I came through on the other side. I owned it. You know what I mean? And it felt like I was like, I did this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is a situation.
That is a situation. Me watching Heat over the course of 3 nights because I kept falling asleep and then having to wake up, but loving it was me loving the situation.
Yeah.
Anything is a situation.
Anything is a situation.
But put yourself in a situation this week.
When they go to Bamboo, which is like the other big nightclub there, those Christmas light palm trees are like gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is giving me Dune when the palm trees are on fire.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Was sexy. Sammy and Sitch make out.
Mm-hmm. Vinny's just at the club with pink eye. Love that.
He gets it tested and it's mild, he said. Which I was like, is there such a thing as mild pink eye?
But this was like back in the day. Like, this is like, you don't come between these people and going out.
Also, I guess if you're just wearing glasses, there's still like a protective layer and you're not making out with anyone.
He's
they
creeping.
Should definitely be sanitizing the doorknobs and stuff.
I don't think he's in a situation.
He's got a situation going on that I don't love.
Mike and Sam finally make out and it's like emo music plays as they do it. And I was like, ugh. And the way Sammy dances too.
Yeah, she's a siren. Sitch has a way about him too. He's like, does this like flirty thing where he like he loves like a handhold and like a lean in and then a lean out and like a walk with the hand holding kind of make out.
Sammy loves to go like this.
She did kind of do him dirty at the club.
I liked it.
He deserved it.
She was putting him in. I think she knew what she was doing.
But that was like, she did do him dirty. She didn't deserve the scariness that befell her, the aftermath.
But she handled that well, too.
She did. She did a great job. He made himself look like a fool and furthered the humiliation. But I was like, Sammy, you're sketchy and not a very... That was a very sweetheart of you.
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet, she says. JWoww and Polly make out again. And then out of nowhere, it's like they're about to fuck on the dance floor. And she just stops and runs away.
She takes his shirt all the way off.
She says, if you talk to another girl tonight, I'll kill you.
Then she takes his shirt off and leaves the club with his shirt.
And goes home to eat ham.
She goes, I didn't want to cheat on my boyfriend. I wanted to eat ham and drink water. And I was like,
God.
A total queen move is to rip the man's shirt off that you're into.
Claim it.
Take it away.
Lay
leave
claim.
The club and leave him there shirtless.
It's bewildering. It's confounding then to go home to eat ham and to go to bed.
That's queen shit.
It is. JWoww's a fucking queen.
I was like, this is, she makes all the men folk crazy.
That's like a move of just like complete, utter confusion and disorientation. Leaves him wanting more.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
incredible work.
She did great work.
Women take note. That's a situation.
Sam, all of a sudden, she goes, I looked over and I saw Ron and he was looking hot.
She was like, Ronnie's sexy.
And I was like, this is where it begins.
This is the worst decision she's ever made.
Well, okay, this is where it's funny to me because she and Ronnie start making out. And it's like, I mean, I know it's like the obvious, but like the guys will literally make out with like 12 women in one night. And at the minute a woman that they like makes out with more than one guy, it's fucking World War III.
Oh, yeah.
It's
she's a
like,
fucking whore.
She's a fucking whore. She deserves death.
No, Sitch is humiliated. Him looking over at them just like, making out and the like emo music that comes in as he realizes what's happening. I felt bad for him. But
well,
then
this is also the beginning. Him and Ron's relationship is so contentious throughout the whole series. And this is sort of the origins of it. Like, I don't think Ron ever really liked Mike.
Yeah. It was tense.
He was a hater from the start.
Who?
Ronnie.
Ronnie,
with Mike.
I mean, he's a scary, hateful person. But Sitch also, I think, is a sensitive guy. Like, he wears his heart on his sleeve.
He too is like, I think, big fish back in where, like, Manapuan or like wherever the fuck in North Jersey that he lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's like, has a big family. He has a little sister he loves. He's got an older gay brother.
Everyone's being like, they're being shown a thing or two.
Yeah.
And so Sitch does my least favorite Sitch thing instead of just like kind of processing and like letting things
sitting
with himself, asking like, why am I activated right now? Like, where does this go? Mm-hmm. He yells at Sammy and then she leaves with Ron and then he picks a fight with a random guy.
Yeah, typical.
Yeah.
It's very Brokeback.
Mm-hmm.
Fireworks.
Total Brokeback.
There's a huge like, surge, like it's like when a fight where like there's just a surge in the crowd. Polly D gets into it and then again he goes, I'm not a bitch,
don't let the hair fool you, I'm not a bitch.
I was like, damn, they're all of their roid rage is like totally activated and they like need to fight is so real.
Polly D punches a guy right in the nose and gets immediately kicked out of the club, and then on the street, they just find a bunch of girls and they're like, hey, come back with us. And they bring all these girls back to the house.
Love it.
And then Sitch gets back to the house and is acting insane to Sammy.
Sammy's just sitting eating meat and she's keeping herself cool as a cucumber. She is like just sitting there eating, kind of blackout. And Mike comes over and he gets right in her face and he goes, I didn't appreciate that.
He said, hey, how was your night? How was the rest of your night with my boy Ron? How was it? Was it good? Did you have fun? She's like, yeah. Yeah, I did.
She goes, yeah, I did have fun.
He goes, okay, fine. Do your thing. She goes, do your thing. Do you.
But she never hurt. She goes, you do your thing. All good. I'm like, she goes, I need, and she says, I wanted to teach Mike a lesson.
And also, what's crazy is Ron is sitting right across from Sammy, across the kitchen, shirtless and just staring at her.
And he won't say a word to him.
Which I didn't love. Yeah.
Well, that's like typical.
But there's one moment where such as like, hope you liked it. Hope you liked making out with Ron. She goes, yeah, I really did. And Ron goes, ah! And he's like laughing. And you can just tell. I was like, oh, they're going to fuck like so hard. I hate it though.
And Mike goes, I'm going to fuck it. He's like, I wanted to Jerry Springer her ass. I'm like, what? You wanted to hit her?
Beat the shit out of
her? Damn.
Angelina goes, if a girl's a slut, she should be abused. I was like, oh my God.
That's scary. Because Angelina starts getting mad. Because she, I think, is in love with Mike. She is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So she's jealous of all the girls.
She just wants attention from she wants the guys to want her and to be like the queen bee of the house. But in order to be a queen bee, you have to be a queen. And she is not a queen.
She's a jesta.
She's a fucking joke. She's a jesta.
But all the girls are like, Angelina's just immediately hating on them. And yeah, that, if a girl's a slut, she should be abused. I was like,
Jesus
Christ. Fucking Christ, Angelina. God.
Imagine having that statement follow you for the rest of your life. Like at one point in your life, you said on camera, you looked right into a camera and you go, yeah, if a girl's a slut, she should be abused. And then that's
when she
like
said weird. It though. I could see that she immediately, there was a part of her that regretted saying it because her eye winced a little after she said it. And I was like, she must have some clarity that was.
A producer's like, what do you think of sluts? Do you think they should be abused? And then they're like feeding her the lines.
After she said it, they go,
amazing. Cut. Next.
And then she says to Mike, she goes, Mike, I love you because you've been my friend a long time. I'm like,
48 hours.
48 hours, Angelina.
Angelina goes upstairs and she's like trying to tell all the girls up there that they're whores and they need to leave. And she goes, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. No, you look at me. And like, as though she's got it going on. I was like, you and that bustier, you've got to stop.
Well, this was mean. She goes, I'm all natural, baby, and I'm hot, which I thought was a great line. And then Mike goes, yeah, if you lose 10, 15 pounds. I was like, Mike, that's also something. He always goes for like the fat thing with the girls. Like that's a running thing. And every time he does it, I'm like, you fucking pig.
Yeah.
That like. You can make fun of her for everything else about her person having just the worst personality, her bustier and her terrible bangs, but don't call her fat. That's rude.
No, it's a really easy
bitchy move.
I know, but also like from guys like that, I mean, they're also so insecure about their bodies, which is like why they are GTL 24/7.
But in this moment, I kind of
also you can't. I mean, you got to shut this girl up. That's a great way to do it.
But I have to say, even though I'm repulsed by her, just her like her essence and her vibe is so like, makes me want to. I did love her saying, I'm all natural, baby, and I'm hot. I was like, hell yeah, Angelina.
Her confidence is
unearned, but
admirable.
It's
yeah.
admirable. I was
May
like,
we
damn.
All. I was like, she really does believe that she's like fucking really hot, and any guy yeah. would be lucky to have her, and that she is the Kim Kardashian of Staten Island.
The confidence to show up on television that will be seen by millions of people with trash bag as your luggage is like,
you must think you're really
yeah.
hot shit.
So kind of go off. Queen.
I'm all natural and I'm hot.
I'm all natural, baby, and I'm hot.
I love the bustier. It's full blown
Rue 21.
It is Route 66 rockabilly. All she's missing is truly like a tiny top hat.
And then Sam and Ron get into bed, and then Mike has this like cokey sunrise moment where he's out on like the stairs seeing the sun come up over Seaside.
He's been humiliated.
I love it.
The first girl that ever turned him down was Sammy Sweetheart, the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
God, I'm so happy we're here.
Me too. It's honestly 10,000 things happen in this episode.
Yeah.
Each episode is like.
That's why they're so good, because they move fast, but so much happens.
In a day, this shit happened. Doesn't Anne. She leaves
next
episode.
She leaves like next day.
Thank God.
Yeah. She heads back.
Good riddance. Back to Staten Island where you belong.
the biggest regret of her life.
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing she's ever done. Yeah. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Well, I hope, may you start a situation and have the confidence to say, I'm all natural, baby, and I'm hot.
Yeah, look in the mirror every morning, first thing when you wake up, and instead of, like, getting critical, which is what I do.
Same.
Instead of getting critical or finding something to be, like, irritated at about my appearance, I'm gonna look in the mirror and go, look at me. I'm all natural, baby, and I'm hot.
Pull up your phantom bustier and go off with your day.
Yeah.
Start a situation and get pink eye.
And a mild case.
Mild case.
Yeah.
Anyway, signing off, dolls.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.